Welcome to the Miss Muggsy One-of-a-Kind Psychic Medium Show. Call in now to get your psychic reading. Please keep it to one question because lines fill up quickly. The numbers to call now are toll-free worldwide, 888-389-3452 and 877-489-6350. Welcome to the Ms. Muggsy Show.
The Ms. Muggsy Show. We just moved from Monday. We're now on Thursday at this time. And anybody that caught that and found that, it's your lucky night because I'm going to do readings and you don't have to wait in a big line because nobody knows I'm here. So if we have a caller, let's get busy. What do you say, Seth? Hi, you're on there.
Hello.
Muggsy.
Hi, Muggsy.
Who's this?
Hello. Diane.
Can you hear me? Diane, you found me.
I am so happy I found you. It's from your website. When I go to look for you, just to tell you how fantastic you are. You know how many years I have been calling you, and you're always accurate? I mean, unbelievable, Muggsy. For years, it's just, and I have this notebook, and I've always written it down. And you're incredibly accurate with me. I don't know how you are with other people. I can only speak for myself. I love my connection, the way you just connect. You just do. And you ask nothing. You just read me. And you don't know me. I feel like you do.
I kind of do. So, can I go?
Please.
All right. What I get around you is business, 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 and I get two deals that you're working on probably this week. One of them seems like it's giving you stomach problems. Watch stomach acid. I don't know. This guy seems, it's probably the R guy, because I get the feeling like back and forth and not knowing with him.
You're right.
And
I found out today.
Huh?
You were right. You told me not to trust him. I found out today I didn't get the listing, and that's what I wanted. And it's okay, though. It's okay. It's what it is.
I warned you about that, but it's okay because he might come back because I'm actually seeing him coming back to you and go, okay, let's sit down. Let's work this out. Whoever he's with isn't going to do a very good job for him. So I would be surprised if he stayed with them. Remember I told you to have things ready that the boy's going to come back, and I still get a feeling like he's going to. I also get the feeling like he's going to be more desperate. And the other thing that I get, too, is it seems like he's going to be referring a couple of people to you as well. A couple of men, see him referring people to you.
It could be possible. You're so right on. I love it. That's fabulous.
But I just get the feeling like, did somebody, like, lie to him or snake him away with some kind of false pretenses or offered him something that they're not going to be able to provide?
That's exactly what happened. It was before he listed it. It was a private party, and he was taken for a ride. And so now he listed it with someone else, not me, and I had, I don't know. It's life. It's life. And if he comes back, that's great.
Yeah, I kind of get the feeling like he is because whoever he's with right now has promised him a lot, and they're not going to be able to materialize what they promised him. And he's particular. He won't wait a long time. He'll get really antsy. When he starts seeing that things aren't moving, he gets moody. He'll call him on it, too. I almost get the feeling like there's a woman involved. Do you know if there's a light-haired woman involved?
I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't know.
You'll have to check that out. But I get the feeling like she's promised him a whole bunch of stuff and it isn't going to happen. The other thing that I get, too, is, Diane, do you have the clientele to buy his house? Because I'm getting that you have the clientele.
There was someone that I was thinking about calling to see if they would be interested, but it would be a long shot because of the way the, world is right now. I'll pursue it. Thank you for giving me heads up on that.
Well, I just get a feeling like you're going to start collecting these people that are going to be either investors or They're more of investors where they're going to want to know about these houses, where they're going to be able to make some money in a couple of years. I actually get people pulling off the stock market, so good luck to the stock market, but I get people buying these houses for investment.
Wonderful to hear. That's so wonderful. And you
Are you also going to do any kind of, like, helping with the rentals? Like, once you get the investors to buy over the houses or something, then you rent them out, or you know how, or you refer them to a rental agency. Do you know anything about that?
Sure, I could do that easily. Right.
I'm getting you to start doing that. Like, you're going to have a little bit of a portfolio of that.
Oh, that's
like they buy it and then you rent it or something. I don't know.
That's coming up.
Anyway,
do you want me to look
at your guy?
No, well, no. The old guy, Jules, just doesn't seem to let go. He keeps coming back. Do you think he's still? Is he giving up? Does he think he has a shot? I really don't need him on.
No. He just doesn't have any reason to really leave. He doesn't have anybody else. You don't have anybody else. So as long as you don't have somebody else, then it still is an opportunity for him to move in. You know what I mean?
He thinks that he
might be able to sway your mind, or you might change your mind, or because you know how fickle-ass women are. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, I get the feeling like until you get somebody else, once you get somebody else, I get the feeling like he'll disappear. And I keep getting around March. I don't know if I've told you this before, but I get the feeling like you might have somebody significant coming in around March.
That's exciting. You did.
You'll have to let me know. I wonder if he works with you or somehow with you. I think I got that before. Because you're going to be in a meeting and he's there.
That's exciting. I'm excited. Oh, good. Okay.
You're so funny. All right, that's all I got, so let me know. I'm not getting anything from your mom either, but thanks for calling in.
Oh, I'm happy to be a part of your show, always listening. Thanks again. Bye.
Bye, babe. Okay. You're on there with Megzy. Seth, do we have anybody else? Hello? Hi, you're on the air with Megzy.
Hi, this is Liz.
Hi, Liz. We saw you in the chat room, right?
Yes, that was interesting. I'm a newbie to your show.
I'm glad you called in, because you were wanting a reading, so this is good. What would you like me to look at?
Actually, my health. I've been under a little bit of stress, and I just want to make sure.
Okay, don't tell me too much, okay? I've listened to some other psychic shows this week, and I'm really surprised how people tell the psychic absolutely everything, and then they go, okay, read me. My dad could read you, and my dad's not psychic, you know? Because everybody's given them the information already. So he's just less. And plus, the ones that are real, we want to show you are real. And the more information that we get on our own, not only shows you, but you know it's a pure reading. You know that there's no way we would know that. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and what I do use is your voice. I don't know how, but I start getting visions from your voice. I'm getting something on the left side of your head. Are you having any kind of headaches?
I feel like strain on the back of my head.
Because it seems like your neck is out of adjustment in two areas. I can see it. You're kind of needing an alignment. Now, just talk to me for a little bit, because I don't know you, so I got to hear your voice. Tell me how your Christmas was, and then I'll go.
Oh, my Christmas was so beautiful. It was really peaceful, just with the family. I got to see my sister, who lives in Florida, and
my nephew.
Okay,
I got to ask you this. Do you have anything with your blood? I'm getting something with your blood. Do you have anything? Do you know if you have, like, low blood sugar, high blood sugar, something like that? Like, anything around diabetes? Do you have anything around this?
No, not that I'm aware of, no.
keep an eye on it because it could be high blood pressure. It's something to do with your blood that I'm getting. I don't know why they're showing me your blood.
I'm getting a lot of rashes, and I had a bad case of the shingles, and I'm only in my 40s. This was last summer.
I'm getting a couple of things, but I'd like for you to do research. First of all, I'm really not a doctor. I just do a lot of research, and I do the alternative. I don't do Western medicine. I'm really uncomfortable with Western medicine.
Good for you. I am, too. Good for you.
There's a couple of things that I'm getting. Have you ever done research on candida?
Yes, yeast, yes.
Because I'm getting, like, you could really value from a wash, some kind of a detoxic wash to get the candida in order, because
okay.
I'm getting, like, it's time. And the other thing that I was getting was like a food allergy.
Definitely, yes, yes.
I
get hives. I haven't been able to point out what it is, but it's definitely an allergy. And I get the rash on my arms.
And you know what? Okay, you got to test me on this, all right? Don't believe me. You got to test me. But I'm almost getting like it's something to do with a food additive. It's not necessarily the food itself. It's a food additive. MSG or, because you know there's 22 names for MSG. 22. So they try to, camouflage it. But I'm getting it might be additional hormones, but it seems like it is. Do you drink milk?
No, seldom.
Okay, any milk products? Because I'm getting, like, there's a high concentration in those products, whatever they are. So, you know what? Let's just try this. Stay away from those products and see what happens. Try to do as much of a raw food diet or, the brown rice. Look up microbiotic. More and more people are going to start going to a microbiotic diet because that's what our bodies, and it will, I hate to say this, not cure cancer, but help you not to get cancer. It's,
uh-huh.
It's the way to eat, and a lot of people that have had diseases or ailments are turning to the microbiotic diet, and their illnesses go away.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'd like to see, yeah, but I'm getting a food allergy around you, and I can't put my finger on what it is because it might be in several products.
I'm thinking
you know
it may be garlic or even the coffee I'm drinking.
More around, see, coffee has a lot of food additives, or it has a lot of, it has 17 bad acids in it, but they put stuff in it, too. You might
want
to try, there's a tea that tastes like coffee, and it has 27 good acids in it that are like detoxifying and amino acids and minerals and stuff like that. So you might want to try that, but I think it's what's being added to the products that's actually giving you your rash.
Okay.
So you might want to check that out. So, Liz,
how do you suggest I go about doing that?
To do what?
Figuring out what it is exactly that's causing this.
Eliminate it from your diet and then see if it doesn't go away.
Okay. All
try
right.
Switch.
And look into the microbiotics?
Yep, go Google it. And learn
okay,
yourself.
And what about?
I really want to empower people to take their health into their own hands because that's how
absolutely.
You're going to have optimum health.
Absolutely.
You know?
Thank you. Thanks,
Liz.
Now,
and I'll meet you in the chat room later.
Okay, do you suggest any particular wash?
No, I would just look at detoxing. And you might
okay.
want to go to, my favorite website is VitaCost.com, VitaCost.com. And you can look up Candida in their search, and they have products that will come up. They're 30 to 70% cheaper than any store, and it's run by doctors.
Awesome. So I'm glad I would
go, I'm sorry?
VitaCost, S in COST.
COST. I can put it in the chat room for you, okay?
Okay, great.
Thanks, Liz.
Well, you're
I'll
on the ball on my about my neck. Thank you.
Okay,
have a great
bye-bye.
Night. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on air with Muggsy.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Don in Washington State.
Hi, Don. Have I ever talked to you before?
Never. No, this is my first time. I was just interested in that. I rarely tune into Channel 2, so I just happened to today and found your show.
Wow, that's fantastic. Don, are you in the middle of a bunch of changes? I get the feeling like you've got a lot of new stuff coming in.
Well, I certainly haven't seen anything of coming down that way. But pretty much, I go through mostly the same routine most every day.
I get the feeling like there's some new things coming into your life, and there's going to be three. I haven't picked them up yet, but I'm looking. Have you, I don't know what it is. It seems like, I don't have it yet. Keep talking to me. I get changes around you, three, and they seem like they're going to, one is in February, and then it's like you got two in March. It seems like you're going to take a little bit of a new direction or try something new. I get you being almost a little adventurous, like, oh, let's try this, or, you know, a little bit going out of your norm.
I'm a pretty flexible person. And
are
so,
you in a relationship now?
No, but that's my question. What's that?
I was going to say I'm not picking anybody up around you. Okay, go.
No, in other words, I have a best friend, and I just wondered what. If that's going to lead more to a more of a bonding and romance or anything in that direction.
Okay, Don, give me a name.
The name of the woman?
Yes, please.
Martha.
She seems like, let me see if I got her, okay? She seems like she is a really nice person, easygoing. Her energy seems very kind of low-key. I don't get her being on the attack, malicious or manipulative or control freak or anything like that. She seems like she's cautious, though. She seems intelligent to me. She seems like she's a lot of fun, and she tries to do things a little bit different. I'm seeing a little bit of a temper around something. Hold on, what is this? Is it that she doesn't like to be told what to do, or is somebody telling her? She doesn't like it when somebody's being domineering over her. Does that make sense to you?
That's very true.
But other than that, I mean, if you treat her with respect and ask her her opinion and stuff, she seems like she's very, on the most part, she seems like she's very easygoing. Is she good with money? Because I guess she's good with money.
Yeah, she handles, you know, pretty much all the aspects of her life really well, and she has the kind of personality that causes other people to just be drawn to her.
Yeah, she's a likable person. I was also, I got to ask you a silly question, okay? Does she have really nice hair or a really good hairdo, or is her hair really soft? There's something about her hair, because they're telling me her hair. Does that make sense to you?
Well, not most everything else you said is true. For the first time in many years, actually, she had her hair cut to shoulder length. She had all her life worn her hair down to her waist.
Okay, I get it. All right, anyway, because they were saying something about her hair, and I didn't know what they were talking about. Okay, anyway, as far as a relationship, it looks like you guys are going around pretty steady. It seems like she kind of likes to have her autonomy or her own time, but then again, she likes being around you too, but sometimes it seems like she likes to have her own space and her independence. That's true.
Yes.
Okay. Because I get the feeling like this is going to continue, Dawn, for a while longer. I mean, it could be a year, maybe a little more. This is a free will thing. But if you just maintain where you're going and allow the relationship to grow at a slow level, I believe that you guys have a chance, yes. I believe that there is an opportunity, but it's not going to happen right away. I don't get that this woman is in dire straits to get married. I think she likes being by herself. She likes doing her own thing. But yet she does like having a man around once in a while. You know what I mean? And I do get she likes to cook, too.
Right.
So
You know, this has been developing for like 5 years now.
Wow. I would venture to say it's about next year where you guys might make something a little bit more stable.
Okay.
So I'm getting probably next year about this time, actually.
Well, thanks
I'm not getting anything before that. Well, you'll have to let me know. Stay in touch with me and let me know. I really like her, and I think that as long as you allow her to have her independence, she's going to appreciate you more and trust you more, and that's how the relation really starts to bond. Not that you haven't been doing that already, but those are your selling features for why she would be with you. You know what I mean?
I got it.
Okay, Dawn, thanks for calling in. Good luck, and let me know what happens.
Thank you for your time. Good night.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on the air with Mugsy.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, it's Tina.
Hi, Tina. Thank you for calling in, Tina.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
You goof. Okay. I know, Tina. We've been together for a while. You want me just to go, or you want me to look at something in particular?
No, you can go ahead.
This is weird. You know, sometimes I just get weird stuff, right?
No,
I'm getting
You know.
Okay, wait. Did you wear a dress today?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, I'm not even going to say that because I know you're going to freak out on me. The more I know somebody, and Tina, you'll, because I had somebody send me an email and they said, you always read people that you know and I think you're a fake because you know what's going on. I don't know, I'm not in your life. We didn't pre-rehearse this, did we?
No. And there are way too many things that you've proven me wrong on over and over again. If not, I would definitely not waste my time and money on you.
Exactly.
No.
But I can pull weird stuff out. Anyway, you didn't happen to, like, pull the hem out of the dress, or you didn't happen to do something to the hem of the dress, did you? Do you have to fix it or something?
Sam, I'm going to kill you. Yes. Actually, it's weird that you say that because the dress that I'm wearing today, I have not worn it in such a long time, and I decided to wear it today. And because the way it's been in my closet, I guess the bottom of the dress, the hem, it's like one of those, it's not too long, but it kind of got caught, curled up in between the clothes as it was hanging. And I keep on fixing it and trying to straighten it so this way it doesn't kind of curl up throughout the day.
I can freak you out, huh? Even after years of doing readings. Woohoo!
Yes.
All right.
I freaked you out with the white custard that time, so the white pudding, so.
Okay, let's go. The other thing that I'm getting, too, is there a storm brewing? Because I'm getting storm coming in, and I'm being told to tell you to drive careful and take precautions. And you know what that means, but it seems like there's a storm coming around you, so be careful with the driving, all right?
Okay. I hope now we can get rid of one.
No, there's another one coming in, and I'm hearing it's a doozy. So there's another one coming that the weatherman doesn't even know about. It's starting to form now, so you watch. You'll see. It's coming. Just be careful, though, because it's a doozy. All right. Let's go on to Bobby.
Okay.
I get him being more sensitive, more listening to you, more wanting to be a part of your life and being more adaptable. Sometimes I think he gets hit with the stupid stick. And it seems like his head just goes out, and then later he comes back and he's thought about it and he's kind of changing. I'm actually getting him saying something stupid to you. So I think you're going to, and I don't even think he realizes what he's saying. It comes out and then you yell at him and he doesn't even realize that he said it. So something's coming up with that. But I think you're going to be seeing him soon. The other thing that I'm seeing too is it seems like you guys are going to be going shopping. He wants to take you shopping. Ooh, he's also going to be taking you to a party. You're going to have to let me know about this because I'm seeing him taking you to a party.
Well, let's see if it's the ones that I'm hoping for.
Keep your fingers crossed. I'm also hearing, too, that the money is going to come in, that the money and that the housing issue will be resolved. It's not too much longer. They're not giving me a day because there's too many people involved, but they are saying it's not going to be too much longer. You should know by next week you should have better information. Did you hear back from that lady yet?
No, except for that one day that she called me back, which was, I think, yesterday.
No, I think she's going to be calling you soon, too, but she's trying to get some answers. So,
She's still waiting, actually. It's weird that you just mentioned that. It's because, not weird, but you did say that she was going to request some faxes from me. And actually, when I did talk to her, I am due to fax her some stuff, which I should have done today, but I didn't have time to at work.
Really?
Yes. So I actually have to do it tomorrow because there's some paperwork that she wants me to kind of update and just send to her.
Okay. I do get her working on your behalf, though, and she's not a slacker. She's really got your best interest, and she's ticked. I mean, I see her, like, with a vengeance trying to fight this, and I get good news coming in. It's either Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, and you will have some sort of an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you might have some more paperwork to do or another form to fill out or something like that. I think you'll have some information, some answers. It's either on Tuesday or Wednesday. And then something's coming in the mail. Maybe it's your agreement or something. So, anyway.
Now, can we just real quick shift gears over to Bobby? Because today I did let him know what he had spoken about the money, and he had said, ask them if they can wait a certain amount of days, which I kind of just gave him a roundabout number. So I kind of also mentioned to him, I said that he said something really that didn't make any sense and it kind of ticked me off, but in a calm way. So I kind
of
said,
did I not tell you that? Did I not just tell you that? Didn't I just tell you that he got hit with the stupid stick?
Yeah, because he acts retarded, and it's like I told him I'm not going to wait any longer. I keep on saying this, and I'm tired of saying it. He goes, well, you know, don't worry. Everything will be okay. Just cross your fingers and wish for good luck. I'm like, you're the one who can call the shots in this deal. I'm like, what are you talking about? He just sounds so retarded.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so
but he'll give money. Don't worry. He'll give you the money. He's got some money. You know what? Just with what he's got with his poker fund, a loan would get you out of debt. So he's got a stash of money that he plays poker with that he could tap into and give you, and it would be about $50,000.
But you know what's driving me nuts to him? Because now he's bringing up the old stories again. He's telling me, I'll give it to you. He says, just wait. Let's see what I can do. But don't talk about it on the phone. Don't tell anybody that I'm doing this for you. He's driving me nuts with that whole
secrecy thing again, and I don't know if he's just pulling my chain or if he's really hiding this from
somebody.
I don't think he wants
anybody to know that he's giving you money, probably because he wouldn't give somebody else money. He turned somebody else down.
But why would he say himself on the phone?
What?
I said he mentioned to me not to mention it on the phone. That's what he said.
I just think that he doesn't want somebody else to find... He's very paranoid.
He drives me nuts, but I
think there's somebody else that wanted money from him, and he's declined them. So that's what I get around that.
I ended up hanging up on him, so I don't know where we stand now because he's just irritated me to where... He'll call you back.
And I already read this before you told me any of this. He'll be calling you back. He'll pretend like it never happened. He probably feels pretty stupid for saying it in the first place. So, I got to run. I got people waiting on the line.
Okay, well, thank you. Love you.
Love you.
Enjoy.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Tina. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on there with Muggsy.
Oh, hello, Muggsy. I am so excited that I got through.
Yay, sorry you had to wait so long.
Oh, it's okay.
I've never talked to you before.
No, this is my first time.
You brave little thing, you. Okay, I need to hear your voice, and I'll pick up on it. Tell me your name.
My name is Linda, and I am so grateful that I can have some kind of additional input from you to weigh things out, to use my own intuition.
It seems like you're going through one matter in particular that really needs to be resolved.
Yes.
And I get an uneasiness around you. It must have been uncomfortable. Have you actually cried over this situation and been stressed over it?
Well, yes, I lost a dear one, my beloved of 22 years, and there's another man in my life where I'm wondering, you know, if... I don't think he's the one, but I'm wondering if I've made a commitment to a spiritual life partner whom I haven't met yet.
Good question. I love it. Tell me the guy's name of the current guy that you're with now.
Well, he's kind of out, but he wants to come back in. His name is Bill.
Tell me his name. Say it again.
His name is Bill.
I'm getting the... Bill has issues, and
he drags
you down.
Yeah.
And he's not on the same playing field as you. There's not a free flow of energy. As a matter of fact, what I get around him is him wanting to somehow own you, but he doesn't want you to know that. He's kind of possessive.
Absolutely, yes. Scorpio.
I really don't... Okay, let's pretend we're sisters. We're spirit sisters. I don't really like this guy for you because I don't believe he's on the same planet as you are.
I get that. I feel like he was my earth plane helper after my beloved left the planet 3 years and 3 months ago and to land a piece of property, but that hasn't even worked out.
He has somebody new coming in.
Do you know when?
And he's coming in April. I want to say April. Now, sometimes I can get this to the minute when somebody's supposed to meet, and sometimes I'm off, okay? So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. But I get the feeling that he's coming in. I can't tell what day yet. I'm going to tell you in a minute. I want to keep searching. But he seems like he has dark hair. He's extremely spiritual. He teaches classes. He's written a book. I think he wears glasses, too. And I get his eyes burned sometimes because he works a lot. I get a lot of people want him. He seems somewhat in control. Or he has a mastery of something that people really want, his knowledge. I also am hearing speaking engagements, and he does a little bit of traveling, too.
That sounds good for me.
I think he was married before and has two daughters. They don't live with him, and they're older. May I ask how old you are?
Yes, 52.
Oh, good. Because I was going to say, this guy isn't, he's not a young guy. He's already been married, because his kids to me look like they might be around 18.
Okay.
Really nice guy. And he seems like he's got really good boundaries. He's just going to get you. And I'm also getting, too, that you guys are going to have, like, a telepathic link. You guys are just going to understand each other. And I get you guys doing some work together, too.
Oh, absolutely. That would be the intention. My quandary is, do I hold off buying land, you know, and then we could build something together instead of just buying something now and then having to sell it.
I can't answer that for you, because mm-hmm. if you feel like you want to own land now, then do it. Because what if I'm wrong? I mean, I'm only a psychic.
Oh, right.
If I'm wrong.
I don't want
you to live your life by what I'm saying. Besides, he might like the fact that you bought land because he's got his land and you guys can now have land together, you know?
Well, then there'd be two separate pieces of land to manage, right?
Yeah, but I think that the answers will come to you. You need to follow your own instinct on that. I can't advise on that one.
Yeah, I was wanting to start intentional community and just go ahead and buy more land than I think I need, have other people come in.
I kind of get the feeling that is a really good idea. Because of the price of land, I just think it would make smart sense. And I don't really see how you could go wrong.
I am so ready. It's just where. I've looked in everywhere. I have looked so hard in Washington State and Oregon, all over the place. And I'm just wondering, you know, what county?
You know,
something with dirt.
Why don't you check out Arizona, Red Rock area, Lake Montezuma, that area, because it's really spiritual, and they're gonna more and more people are moving to that area, so it's gonna be a spiritual community. And if you did something like that, I think you'd be one of the leaders at the forefront.
That's kind of what it is starting my own ideas of what that is. You know, where everything's continually equal and it's collaboration, and it's not an orphanage. People are contributing financially,
yeah,
as well as talent.
I'm really being drawn to that area for you. I think there's a place called Grass Valley or Green Valley, but it's after Red Rock, and there's two lakes right there. And I keep getting drawn to that area, like that would be a really good area. And on the foreclosure list, there's some really good buys right now. Really good.
Yeah. Yeah, the water would be really good for this double Pisces in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because Southern Oregon was very dry and a lot of lichen in the trees. I want to grow food, you know, abundance of food.
You've been doing what I'm doing. You keep running uphill. It's time to run downhill.
Yes, yes. Well, there was a project that might open up that a friend of mine was talking about, a real power spot in Arizona, and it's a kind of a group, a lodge with different, you know, a place where teaching can happen,
mm-hmm.
real power spot, and kind of a complex. That's the word I was looking for.
See, that's where I'm seeing you, and not right there. It's out of the ways a little bit because you have, like, your own area. But you
Absolutely.
Can drive into these other areas, but you're kind of separated, but you're still close. So I would highly recommend going look and moving. Because if you move forward with your path, your guy's going to be there. So how do you know that he's not there in Arizona, too, and you're not going to meet him? Because I'm telling you, you guys have like minds.
Yeah, that's what I need. And so it's probably a good idea to, find completion with this other. So
well,
Paulden is the area. Can you tune in to Paulden?
Let me know. Be in touch, okay?
Is Paulden the area? I just opened my atlas, and that was, it's close to Flagstaff, but Paulden is the power spot area in Chico
right.
Valley, or Big Chino Wash.
Well, there's actually four of them in that area. So, and they all come together, and that's why it's so strong in that area. But I would go, and you'll see, you'll be drawn to an area. You go.
There's a lot of underground water there.
Right.
So you
so,
were
I'm going to move on to the next person.
Okay,
okay, Linda.
You had mentioned
you
four or something.
On your own, you'll find
okay.
it, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so
Bye.
Much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye. Okay, next caller. Hi, you're on there with Mugsy.
Is it me? Did I get through?
You got through, goofy girl.
Oh, my gosh, I was on hold so long.
I know. I'm sorry. You know how this goes.
No, I wasn't on hold long at all. Just the last caller.
Oh, good. Well, you know, usually I keep it to 3 minutes per caller, but when I get new people, they're not used to my routine. So we'll get to that as time
fine.
Goes on. Okay, let me look at you because you got some
Am I on a timer? Are you timing me?
Thing. No, not tonight, but next
okay,
week
cool.
I will.
Well, I better,
okay,
like, take
go.
Up your time now, miss. Okay, go.
I'm getting that there's going to be a choice made or a decision made with your career, and I'm getting some man with dark hair who seems like he's a high-powered official that he wants you to come to work with him after you've already maybe taken a promotion where you're at. So I get the feeling like you got something new coming up where you're going to get a promotion, and it could
yeah.
be... it's about April. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because I just put in for reclassification. So they're working on it.
Okay. Because it seems like that happens, and then it's like, I want to say about a month and a half, then this guy with dark hair, he's about, I want to say, in his 50s, I believe he's in a suit, but he's a professional, and he seems like he's a department head, and he wants you to come to work for him. And it would be
okay.
It would be a different classification. It's not a lateral move. It's something where you would have to think about readjusting.
It would probably be outside the company then.
That's what I'm kind of thinking.
Okay.
And I don't even know how he gets your resume or how he knows of you, but I just see him being drawn. Or he really likes you. He likes, he knows about your work ethic. So he's either worked with you already or he's seen your work, you know, not just like one time. It seems like he's been watching you for a while, like months or a year. So there's a history there, and he knows that you never hardly call him for sick.
Mm-hmm. No.
You're always there. You're very reliable. You're punctual, and this guy knows it. So I don't know who's
me?
Around you. What?
Is he stalking me?
No, he's not stalking you. He's making a mental note in the back of his head that you would be good for such and such a position. That he's going to have coming up someday, but he's not sure when, then the position's going to open up. And I want to say it might be around June that this job opens up, and he's going to ask you about it or ask you to, or if he'd be interested. That's a
mm-hmm.
quote. Write that down. If you would be interested.
I already wrote
in
a quote down from you. You want to know what it is?
Uh-oh.
Did
I'm
only psychic. I'm only psychic.
I am. I get nervous when people want to live their life by my predictions because that's not the way it's supposed to work.
Well, you know, people have to learn that, though.
I know, so help me teach them. Okay, I want you to do me a favor.
What?
I want to know what we can do to teach people how to get a better reading. What do you think would be something we could tell them?
Well, you know, when people call for a reading, they're calling because they're desperate to know something about something that's not going right in their life, right? Remember
right.
when I first started calling you? Because things
yeah.
were not going how I wanted them, and I wanted to know why and what was going to happen next. Well, people have to learn how to, first of all, that they have control over their own life and what's going to happen and what they choose to do next. And the questions they should be asking you should be more like, if I take this path, is it going to get me where I want to go?
Oh, that's very correct. That's good. Because you're right, then that will give them ultimate means instead of when is Joey going to call me.
And it empowers them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's all in, you know, whatever I choose to do is on me. What you tell me and what I do with it is something different.
Right.
Like you said, you're only psychic. You can only tell me what you see for me. But what I do is going to change what you see anyways.
Right. In some situations, sometimes things are written in stone, and some things haven't been written yet.
Right.
And you can change.
But that's a good question. I'll think about that, too, some more.
Yeah. Let's do it. I'll meet you in the chat room after the show. How's that?
That's cool. I need to know about that tea that you told Lizzie about.
I don't know what it's called. I'll have to go see my herbologist.
Okay.
And I can let you know later. I'll either
post it. I knew you were going to say that.
I don't remember what it's called, but I know it's just like coffee, but it's really good. Coffee will actually, if you drink a lot of it, will have you gain weight because of what it does to your body. So if you notice, a lot of movie stars don't drink coffee.
Right.
They
drink. Because the caffeine dehydrates your body and it throws it all out of whack.
Right, exactly. Where tea does the exact opposite. So what me and my girlfriends do is we'll drink like a cup of tea or a cup of coffee in the morning, and then we'll drink two cups of tea at night. So you're and I don't even know if that's good, but we think it is. Okay, babe, I got to run. I got some people
all right.
waiting.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
see you. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Okay, next caller. Hi, you're on there with me. Hello? I don't have a caller. Well, Seth, you know, that means you have to talk. If there's no callers. Okay, guys, I'm sitting here. I want to do a reading. I need to do one more, so call me. Anyway, let's talk about predictions for 2009. I haven't written them yet. I'm going to have to sit down and do that. I do see an earthquake coming, and it's somewhere, I want to say, Santa Maria area, that famous fault line. But it's going to be going in a weird way because it kind of shoots across over to the valley, and then it goes up towards Sacramento. So there's some kind of an earthquake coming this year, and I want to say it's around this summertime. The other thing that I'm seeing is with the stock market, major problems, you guys. I would be really leery. People aren't going to trust. They're going to be running advertisements to get people to trust the stock market and reinvest. I wouldn't do it because anybody that does it is going to lose their money. The housing market, it's a great opportunity to be buying up foreclosures if you can. If somebody is in a situation where your house is worth more than what it's worth, it's almost worth it to start looking for these houses that are going to be really cheap, as much as like $1,000. I know some banks are putting up special websites where you can buy these houses for $1,000, it'd be really a great opportunity to get out of debt. But of course, you're going to have cash. So, Seth, are you going to come on here and let me read you? I think he's chicken. He's supposed to ask me questions. Okay, let's see, what else are we going to talk about? How about the schooling system? We got major problems with our educational system. It's really broken. And because a lot of principals took it upon themselves to lower the test scores so that they actually looked like people were passing, and now they're not smart enough to get into their own colleges. Yep. A lot of sister colleges won't even accept their own high school students. Now we got to go back and reinvent the wheel. the problem is that those people that graduated, they really have no more than a 7th, 8th, or 9th grade education. So now that they're out, society's going to be abusive towards you. So anybody that's in that situation, I would be thinking about going back to school. You're going to have to self-teach yourself. Otherwise, you're really going to be struggling for the next, I don't know, it could be the rest of your life if you don't get more education. Saving money, staying away from credit cards. I would like to warn everybody, be very careful. If you have a credit card, I would have one. Make sure you trust the company. I don't know if you guys are aware, but Chase, Citibank, Bank of America are three that I can name off my head that have Providian, Household. There are several credit card companies that really took the screws to their customers to make money, and in some situations even lost federal lawsuits from the Supreme Court. So here's what I would do. Either get something like a PayPal card where you could put money into a PayPal account and then draw off of that with your own money, or if you have a credit card, I would have one and not keep a balance on it. But I would be really careful with any credit card companies. Also, you should be really careful on your banks, because some banks are, not all banks are the same, and I see some banks really having a difficult time trying to pull out of this, and they're going to be trying to take money from their customers. So if you're in one of those banks, there are alternatives. Union banks and credit banks are supposed to be really good, so you might want to check into those. Let's see, as far as with our global warming, I think that's going to go back and forth and just start re-equalizing itself. But we got to do something about the pollution control. And I think it's really ironic that now people are having to get their own purifiers to clean up the mess that big industries have done. So I believe more and more people are going to start going to the smaller companies, the ones that are eco-friendly and are actually working on the side of their customers opposed to use and abuse. There are certain companies that have gotten so greedy that they're not even taking care of the customers and the people that have been supporting them through the years. Car dealerships are going to be having a really difficult time. I can't figure out, I know I'm psychic, but I think everybody can see the growing need for an economical car. We have 18-year-olds that have been making battery-operated cars, but yet our big industry leaders haven't figured that out. And I think that there's something going on there and why they haven't, as far as maybe a payoff or something. But it seems like the car dealership that is actually watching the trends, coming up with an economical car, I also see us going to a smaller vehicle. The bigger cars, the big SUVs, I think are a thing of the past. People just are going to be junking them. I see some of these SUVs going for like $2,000 bucks, and these to sell for $60,000. So there's just not going to be a need. And also there is going to be a big change with our medical industry. I really see this big transition from Western medicine. Western medicine is going to be known as the emergency medicine. So if you're in a car accident or if everything else has gone wrong and as a last resort you go to Western medicine, otherwise, you're going to be using Eastern medicine. And Eastern medicine is that holistic approach where it's going to be a lot more conducive for better health, eating properly, better for the environment, less toxics. And you're also going to see, as we start to eat better, organic, healthier foods, you're going to see kids' ADD decline. Seth, we got a caller? So I guess that's it, you guys. I talked through the whole thing. Next week, tell your friends, call me in, because I want to make sure I'm doing readings the whole time. So thanks for joining me on the Ms. Muggsy Show, and I will see you next Thursday at 4:55 p.m. Thanks for joining in at BBS Radio.